وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and different dimensions of the human being in the verses and teachings of the Holy Quran. In the previous episode, we ended up talking about different dimensions of the human soul after we had talked about that human being has two main sides. One of them was the physical aspect, the other was the spiritual aspect, and we ended up talking about the dimensions of the spiritual aspect, which was, one of them was the heart, one of them was the reason. And in the last episode, we were talking about how reason cannot fulfill its duty, why or what are the obstacles that stop reason from doing its job properly. And one of the obstacles was imitation, following the social habit. And we said that according to the verses of the Holy Quran, it's not that we have to always go against the social norms, as some people believe, which is another sign of being arrogant. They want to show they're different. So excessively and obsessively, they just become rebellious and they want to show that they're different. So this is a sign of arrogance itself. No, but at the same time, we must think about the behaviors and habits that we see in the society that existed in the past and also exist nowadays in the societies that we live. And we evaluate them independently by our own standards and see which one of them is correct, which one incorrect, and we are not forced to follow those incorrect things that we see in the practice of the people. So Quran actually blames people who do that, who do not think about these behaviors and follow them blindly. And we recited two verses related to this discussion. Before going to the next two verses, I thought it might be good that we also read some of the ahadith in this regard. As we know, the ahadith that we have from the Prophet and from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the main function of the ahadith is the interpretation of the Holy Quran. And this is a deviation from some people who think that Quran is enough in terms of religious teachings. And Hasbuna Kitabullah, the motto that they had, Hasbuna Kitabullah, could be understood in two ways. One way is correct, that yes, in comparison to the teachings of other or heritage of other ideologies, Quran is enough, is an enough book for us in terms of creating an ideology that we need for our perfection. But at the same time, Quran itself says that there are ambiguous verses, متشابهات, in the Holy Quran that they need interpretation from الراسخون في العلم. And also in another verse we recite that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed to you the dhikr لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم, so that you do tabin. Tabin means to clarify, to interpret. So this is a burden or a function that is left with the Prophet ﷺ in his sunnah, in his conduct, practical and verbal, and also the Ahlul Bayt, as the Prophet himself said, أَنِّي تَارِكُنْ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابُ اللَّهُ وَعِتْرَتِي أَهْلُ بَيْتِي. I leave with you two weighty things. One of them is the Book of Allah, the other is the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and the teachings that they have in order to explain and interpret the verses of the Holy Quran. So saying all that, we should also refer to the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt in order to understand what lies within the teachings of the Holy Quran. We will have a break and come back to read some verses referring to the imitation that is not correct, an imitation that stops our reason and intellect from functioning properly.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. And in the first segment of the episode, we were talking about the how the reading of ahadith is important in our effort to understand the verses of the Holy Quran. And I said there are ahadith that we have that interpret and explain further the verses of Quran that talk about incorrect imitation, incorrect following of others, so or blind obedience to the tradition. So the hadith is this: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا تكونوا أمعة. Do not be أمعة. أمعة in Arabic. Even the people who heard this hadith, it was a question for them: what this word mean? So the Prophet said, The explanation of amma is taqulun in ahsana an-nas ahsanna. If people were good, we will also be good. Wa in zalamu zalamna. If they did oppression, if they did injustice, we also do injustice. So this is amma, meaning that I'm one of the people. So ana ma'a an-nas in another hadith we have. Ana, don't say that I'm one of the people in terms of following everything that the people do. No, sometimes people do good things. Maybe most of the time they do good things in general, if you consider it. But it's not that always it's correct. And if you do something wrong, then you want to justify it by saying, okay, it's just I'm another member of the society. Everybody does that, so I do it. No, do not justify your actions only because you're a member of a community or society. So the Prophet says these people have this mentality. They say, "In ahsana an-nas ahsanna." If they do good, we do good. If they وَإِنْ ظَلَمُوا, if they did injustice, we do injustice. وَلَكِنْ, do not be like that. وَلَكِنْ وَتَّنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, make it a habit for your soul. وَتَّنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ means prepare yourself, get ready, be solid in this. To what? In أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ أَن تُحْسُنُوا, if people did good, you do good as well. وَإِنْ أَسَأُوا أَلَّا تَظْلَمُوا, if they did wrong, you do not follow them. You do not go to the path of doing injustice. So this is an ideal conduct that, yes, you look at the behaviors, the things that exist in the society, the traditions, all the elements that are the practical elements, cultural elements, the things that are good you follow and you do and it's okay. But the things that do not seem good, you don't have to follow them. It is the result of your independent evaluation and your independent assessment of the situation. And based on the verses of the Holy Quran and the hadith that we have, this is what a true believer should do in his life. Also, we have other ahadith that say the word imma is used. Do not be a person of this. Be a person who seeks knowledge or who is knowledgeable himself. And do not follow whatever that other people do. So you can be, when you have knowledge, you're independent yourself. You have your own ideas. You have your own values. And you can have your own decisions independently based on the knowledge and the reason that you have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with correct knowledge and correct use of intellect. Thank you very much for listening. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad. وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله عليه